Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Wednesday, 27th of August, and it's 20 past 2 in the PM. And I'm currently home alone. My wife and children have gone out and left me to do packing. Packing of rucksacks. Oh yes, rucksacks. Two rucksacks, plural. Meaning there is more than one person coming on my next adventure. I'm taking my boy in his first wild camp. Yay! I don't know who's more excited, me or him. we're going off to the Peak District tonight. And I'm currently just trying to work out how I'm going to get enough kit for two of us into my rucksack. And he can carry a small one. But his is only... His is only like 20 litres, and obviously he can't carry much weight because he's only small. So it's quite tricky to kind of work out what to put in his bag that doesn't weigh a lot. Because I'm usually sort of chock-a-block anyway when I go out. So trying to kind of fit an extra sleeping bag into my rucksack. And also I'm going to have to take my bivy tonight. Because he will have the what's called the nest, or the bedroom if you like, which is in my mini peak shelter. So yeah, oh, that's going to be good, mate. That's going to be the first time that I've slept in a bivy for God knows how many years. Probably well over 20 years, I would think, since I last bivied. Whether I'm going to bivy, as in the sense of the word sleeping outside in a bivy, I'm not so sure yet, because... it depends on the weather. I don't have a tarp over my head to put over my head. I have a tarp tent, but I don't have a standalone tarp. Kind of half plan is to just possibly let my boy sleep in the nest or the bedroom, whatever you want to call it, in my shelter, and then for me to sleep in my bivy and just kind of leave the doors open on the shelter and just keep my to keep my head under there in case it rains in the night. So my face stays dry. But obviously that depends on the weather. Whether it's too cold, wet, windy, whatever, I might just have to zip up and to keep him more comfortable, really. And then the beauty of my shelter is, and one of the main reasons why I bought it really was the fact that it's plenty big enough for two people inside. We can easily get both of us in there, him in the little bedroom thing, and I can just throw my bivy on the floor alongside him. So either way, we'll have a comfortable night. But it would be nice if I could actually use my bivy bag as it was intended for its first outing. But there will be plenty of other opportunities, no doubt. I'm not blessed with the gorgeousness of the tent bivy bags that All One Word and Daylight Gambler have both now got, with the lovely sort of head cave type thing to put in. So if it rains, I get a wet head. Basically, which is not so good, but worse things have happened and all that. So anyway, what's the plan? Well, I'm not really sure yet. The Peak District basically is the plan at the minute. I'm waiting till as late as possible to just do one last check on the weather, and then I'm going to decide where to go. I've got a couple of possibles in mind, but I just want to wait and see. I might even just wait and make a decision when I get there. We're not going to be leaving until quite late because I don't want to be getting anywhere too early, because obviously you can't pitch until late on when all the day walkers and rangers etc. have disappeared and gone to bed, or gone home at least. So we'll not be leaving until this evening. And I've promised him that we can stop for an MC Donald's on the way as a special treat. Because Well, I can obviously, excuse me, I can obviously cook food for both of us, but my lad's not a fussy eater at all. He will eat pretty much anything that I put in front of him. But, you know, it's a lot easier when it's me and I'm just fueling myself up. I'll eat anything, you know, anything and everything. As long as it puts energy in my body, I'll eat it. But trying to convince a seven-year-old to eat manky packet pasta when he's used to it, and not, to be fair, he tried some of it the other day. You know, these like, what do you call them, bachelor's pasta and sauce things, like dehydrated pasta with some powder in, and you hoy a bit of powdered milk and some water in and boil it up, and you get a pasta type dish. And he tried some last week, I think it was, and kind of just looked at me. Because all the kid's ever known is me cooking his pasta for him. And I don't use like jars of sauce or anything like that. Everything's like cooked from scratch. So he's used to like, you know, all fresh ingredients and sort of not necessarily always perfectly cooked pasta, but certainly not the sort of manky, chewy stuff that you get in these packet mix things. So he kind of looked at me, is this pasta? But with that. So I've decided I'm going to take him to McDonald's on the way, fill him up, and then we can just have a cup of soup or a mug shot or something like that tonight. Or a hot chocolate before bed or something like that, you know. So you can say he's cooked on the camp stove. I decided as well what might be a good idea, because obviously he's gone back to his... he's moved up a year because it's September. I really didn't need to tell you that. I'm sure most people are aware that children go up a year at school in September. But hey, so... one of the things that he's got to do is to, they each brought home this paper bag, and they have to put some things in a paper bag of a little sort of memento of what they enjoy doing. Not what they've done on the holidays, but what they enjoy doing just generally. So he's got, you know, sort of ideas that he obviously loves reading, so he's got he wants to put a book in there, or a bookmark or something like that. He likes... sort of the usual kiddie things, like he likes Scooby-Doo, so he wants to put something from his Scooby-Doo in there. He likes playing his DS, so he wants to put one of his little spare DS pens in there. And then he wants to put in, I can't remember what the other thing was that he said, but also he wants to put something into hill walking, so either he's going to drop a walking boot in there, or he's going to put in his spork. He bought his very own spork, because he wanted to be like his dad. So, he's got all this stuff that he wants to take, and he wants to tell the class about him doing hill walking and now wild camping with his friends. So I'm taking my little video camera tonight, and I'll make a video myself for YouTube. Check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/black73catvids. Black73cat is mine, but it's an old account, whatever. Black73catvids, I think there's four on there I've done now. Go and have a look. Shameless plug. What I've said to him that we can do is I will do my own sort of video thing, but I'm also going to give him free rein with the camera to some extent. I'll give him a bit of direction. I'm not going to get a clapperboard and a folding chair out, but I'll help him a little bit. And I figured he can make his own little video, not for YouTube, but he can put it on a DVD and he can take it to school and show all the people in his class about his exploits. On his first ever wild camp. And I thought that might be quite a nice thing for him to do, and he's absolutely buzzing, he can't wait. He's already been practicing his script and stuff. It's really quite cute. So, that's it, we're all ready to go. I'm just now sort of wandering around picking up the last few bits of stuff that I need and adding them to the huge pile of stuff that has somehow got to be squeezed and squished and squashed into what looked to be very, very small rucksacks all of a sudden. So I'll probably do an audiobook tonight from the wherever we end up camping, and I will do a video as well. But yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it. I think it should be good. The weather's looking nice. I think Phil, Daylight Gambler, is out tonight as well. So if you are Phil, have fun, and I'll speak to you all later. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care now. Bye-bye.